Well, the third reason, and what we're going to cover in the next few minutes, is not only is the Mass a deadly poison, and Mary a deadly poison, but Rome has perverted the gospel to the point that they have taken a full salvation freely offered to us by grace, and they've turned it into a pathway downward to the fire through which we must work our way over hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, endless years called purgatory. Let me define for you purgatory from the Roman Church. And I quote, Roman Catholicism describes purgatory as a place or state in which are detained the souls of those who die in grace, in friendship with God, but with the blemish of venial sin, or with a temporal debt for sin unpaid. Here the soul is purged, cleansed, and readied for eternal union with God in heaven. Wonder where they found that. Because that's never in the Bible. That's a product of theology. Well, the suffering in their theology books in purgatory is twofold. It's physical pain and separation from God. The suffering in purgatory is necessary, I quote, because the person has not made complete satisfaction for sins and is not ready to see God because of their imperfections. Also quoting, the length of their suffering in purgatory is determined by the person's degree of sinfulness. The time of suffering can be shortened through the prayers or good works of living adherence to Romanism. Where do they get all this from? The Apocrypha. That's why it's so important to the Catholics that they have the Apocrypha. Now, you know, the Apocrypha, just by the very meaning of the word, is a writing which is outside. It's a writing which, in fact, some people say, oh, don't be apocryphal, you know, don't speak legendarily. And the Apocrypha has always been looked upon not in canonical terms, but the Catholic Church wants 2 Maccabees chapter 12, starting in verse 43. Because there it says that the Jews who came back from battle in the intertestamental period time, not in any biblical writer, but the intertestamental from Malachi's death till John the Baptist's birth, that period of time. In that time, when Jewish soldiers came back, their generals would offer sacrifices for the dead. You should know. It was wrong. It was pagan. Had nothing to do with God or the truth of the Scriptures. But they did it anyway, and the Catholic Church has latched onto that. And they have from that fabricated purgatory. By the way, it took them 600 years to invent purgatory. And I'll explain that in just a second. Let me just give you a quick, and we're going to spend a whole session on this in church history, but I want to tell you about the medieval church, okay? The medieval period was from 590 AD to 1517 AD. It was ended by the Reformation. It was started by the first true pope, named Gregory the Great. He was a powerful fellow. Basically, it's the 1,000 years from 500 AD to 1500 AD, and it's called the Dark Ages because of the total corruption that existed during this period of time. It was, in fact, this corruption that caused, as I shared before, the Reformation through Martin Luther. But let me share with you what happened during the Dark Ages. The Roman Catholic doctrine developed during this 1,000-year period. First event, 593 AD, purgatory was made official. Now, it had been coming along for years because it's natural in the human heart for us to try and paint a pathway out of every dark woods. And when you saw people living like the devil, dying like the devil, you felt like they were going to the devil. And if they were related to you, you didn't want them to go there. And so they would beg the priest to pray for them and do something. And so by 593 AD, the official line of the Roman Catholic Church was that there was a purgatory and that they held the keys to get out of it. Later on, prayers to Mary, the saints, and angels started in the year 600, 7 years later. Kissing the Pope's foot started in 709. The canonization of dead saints, retroactive, going back and canonizing them, started in 995. The celibacy of the priesthood did not start until 1079. Isn't that interesting? The Battle of Hastings, I mean, modern-day England started in 1066. So, I mean, we're talking about something that is just 13 years younger than the nation of England, which is modern history, the idea of celibacy in the priesthood. The rosary being repeated wasn't started until 1090 during the Crusades. That was a byproduct of the Crusades. The idea of the Mass and confessing sin to a priest didn't start until 1215, same year as the Magna Carta. I mean, we're talking about modern history. All this stuff's just coming up. The seven sacraments were not even established until 1439. That's during the lifetime of Christopher Columbus. I mean, we're talking about modern times. Many other doctrinal views emerged as the Roman Catholic Church increasingly moved away from the moorings of Augustinian, St. Augustine, doctrine. Man was viewed as cooperating with God both in salvation and sanctification. Works became an important part of salvation and sanctification, especially when they adopted the seven sacraments. The authority of the papacy emerged during this time. The Pope was termed the vicar of Christ, and submission to the Pope had become essential for salvation.